I want to take a moment to tell you about Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee believes that every cup of coffee you make should be your best ever, no matter how you take your coffee. Launched in 2018, Trade Coffee unites the nation's top roasters, including some in Nashville, directly with drinkers, offering 400 plus roasted to order coffees so fresh they don't exist until you say so. This company has really opened my eyes to everything coffee can be, and in the process, turning me, who was a regular coffee drinker, into a coffee lover. Listen to these coffee subscription perks. Access a handpicked selection of 400 plus coffees roasted around the country and personalized just for you. Automatically receive discounted pricing on curated coffees plus free shipping always. Adjust your coffee, update order frequency, go from hot to cold, or switch to decaf. Pause or cancel at any time. Lastly, sit back and enjoy. Their coffee is roasted to order and delivered at peak freshness direct to your home. So, are you ready to unlock your coffee rotation? I want to share a special offer with my listeners. If you sign up for a coffee subscription as a new customer, you will get your first bag of coffee for free. Yes, free. All you need to do to get started is go to 99%localpod.com/coffee.
Welcome to the 99% Loco Podcast.
Hey there, podcast family. Welcome to another week of the podcast. This week brings us to episode number 52. Before I intro the episode, I wanted to give a shout out to Brentwood Lifestyle Magazine. You've seen me posting about it over the past couple weeks, but I'm completely honored, as was it also unexpected, to be featured in their March 2021 Arts and Makers issue. If you haven't checked it out, this podcast was featured in local podcasts you should be listening to alongside several other Nashville-based podcasts like the Sore Losers podcast, Steel Magnolias, Dad's Drinking Bourbon, the Raising Nashville podcast, and even the Bobby Bones Show. Okay, let's intro this thing. Each episode, me, your host, Chris Green, am bringing stories of Nashville and Middle Tennessee-based entrepreneurs, business owners, authors, musicians, and other creators. Everybody has a story, their own unique upbringing, and a passion for why they're doing what they're doing. I personally love the sense of community around Nashville and get my kicks from sharing these stories. This week's guest is Mick Corey, better known as Pedal Tavern Mick. Pedal Tavern Mick is licensed to drive a pedal tavern through downtown Nashville while entertaining 15 members of a private or public party responsible for the welfare and safety of guests along the way. I can only imagine the shenanigans he has to deal with. Mick isn't your typical tour guide, though. Have you seen his TikTok account? More on that in a minute. Mick provides high-energy, lighthearted, and welcoming experiences for tourists to Nashville, and that's the reason he's become one of the most requested pedal tavern tour guides in Nashville by tourists from all over the U.S. Even if you're listening to this and you're a local, Mick is your guy if you're looking to hit up a pedal tavern with some friends or want to suggest it to others who are coming to visit Nashville. Okay, now the TikTok thing. Well, I actually stumbled upon Mick on TikTok last summer. Like many others who took to TikTok when the quarantine started last year, Mick simply posted a pedal tavern video that exploded to 500,000 views and over 150,000 likes overnight. It's just grown from there. And if you're not already following him on TikTok, go do it after listening to this episode. All right, well, let's get into it. Here's my conversation with Pedal Tavern Mick. You're a tour guide with Nashville Pedal Tavern. You're known for driving a pedal tavern through downtown Nashville while entertaining bachelorette parties, tourists, and other drunken customers, all while protecting their lives, I would guess.
I suppose so. I kind of put it on the line a little bit. You know, there's always a little risk with Pedal Tavern, but nothing that anyone can handle.
Yeah, and from what I've seen, you know, on social media, you really provide a high energy experience. So I'm looking forward to this chat.
Yeah, my speaking manner, like my interview prose, might not be the same as my Nashville Pedal Tavern environment, but you know, that's how it goes.
So I actually stumbled upon you on TikTok. Yeah, you know, I think everyone got on TikTok when the quarantine first started, you know, yeah, and spent hours on there. But, you know, you had a video or a couple videos just explode overnight. And yeah, I just looked now and you have like 98,000 followers and yeah. over a million likes. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, it was a crazy experience. I mean, I wasn't even on TikTok and, you know, we were in quarantine. Everything was locked down. And I just kind of woke up one morning and my phone was just going off. And I just had texts and messages from random people from all over saying, you went viral on TikTok. And I was like, oh, what? And then I got to watch the video and it had exploded overnight. And I kind of just decided I'm going to go for it. I'm going to make one.
So did you just figure out the algorithms or, you know, maybe you're just plain entertaining and
yeah,
I'd lean towards that.
the algorithm does seem to like me. I don't really even know what that means, but if I post a video of myself doing Pedal Tavern, it tends to do pretty well. So I just keep posting them, just doing my best to keep them coming.
Nice. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about that too, but I think you've dabbled in some acting too. So yeah. Maybe we can chat about that. But
oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So let's go way back. Can you just tell me a little bit about your story and, you know, what originally brought you to the Nashville area?
Yeah, for sure. So I graduated from a college, a SUNY school in upstate New York, SUNY Binghamton, go Bearcats. And I was pretty lost at the time. I graduated with a degree in finance, didn't really know what I wanted to do with it. So I kind of figured the only thing I had control over was, you know, where I was. So I loaded up a car and like did a road trip around the U.S. and went out to the Grand Canyon. And on my way back, I had a friend reach out saying, oh, I've got a spot open in Nashville. So I rolled through Nashville and I really liked it and I stayed for a little while and then my car totally just gave out and broke down. So I just stayed.
Yeah. I mean, once you were here, did you find something to do within, you know, finance or?
No, man, I worked at like a sandwich shop on 12 South for the longest time at a place called Sloco that's now closed. And it was kind of miserable, but it allowed me to live here and I would walk everywhere. I would kind of just walk around Nashville. And after about a year doing that, I was kind of like getting burnt out and I was like, okay, I need something to change. And so I got a job in finance-ish and got a job with Pedal Tavern at the same time, kind of thinking like, oh, Pedal Tavern's like the side hustle and eventually I'll drop that and stick with the 9-to-5. But the side hustle kind of turned out to be the more lucrative opportunity.
Yeah, so, you know, let's get right into that. You know, Pedal Taverns generally get a bad name, obviously. I mean, they tend to create strong opinions in Nashville. You know, locals think they block traffic or there's just way too many bachelorette parties here. But
yeah,
I'm sure that's challenging to you sometimes too, but maybe not. So,
well, I can't deny that we definitely block traffic. Like, there's just no way around that. But the thing is Nashville, especially downtown, is kind of all full of traffic. So the way I like to think about it is like in between these bumper to bumper cars, we just put little carts full of really happy, excited people that I would hope entertains people who are sitting in traffic. But maybe that's just me.
Yeah. So you work for Nashville Pedal Tavern. I know there's a few different companies that claim Pedal Tavern around Nashville. You know, what makes Nashville Pedal Tavern different?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Nashville Pedal Tavern is the OG Pedal Tavern. And I mean, I'm sure anyone in the transportainment industry would probably tell you the same. They know that my owners were the people who really got this operation rolling. So we have like the most connections around Nashville. We know all the business owners. We have good relationships with them. And we've been doing this for the longest. So our drivers are experienced. They know what people want. We're not coming in new to this. I learned from people who have been doing this for almost a decade who are pros. So I think we just provide the best experience. And I think that my TikTok kind of speaks for itself. And it's not just me. Like all the drivers at Nashville Pedal Tavern bring it and bring good energy, good times, good tunes.
Yeah, and you know, the whole TikTok thing, it seems like people everywhere started requesting you to be there.
Yeah, that was like the main thing that I didn't even know would come out of it. I was actually like, I went to Badlands National Park during the quarantine to just camp, and I was gone for a while, and it was during like the time where things were like in limbo. It was like, oh, things are going to reopen, and things did reopen. Pedal Tavern reopened, and I got a text from my manager who was just like, every single Pedal Tavern has requested you. And I was like, oh, I didn't know this was coming. So now, like, whenever I do pedal taverns, I'm always getting people who request me, and I love it because we, like, already have that rapport, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's been very, very fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. So yeah, let's talk more about the whole pedal tavern thing, you know, and talk about the company you work for and, you know, promote them a little bit. But, you know, for those that aren't familiar with pedal taverns, like what type of tours do you do?
Yeah, so it's an hour and a half. I would call it like a bar crawl, although stopping at bars isn't really like the main event. It's kind of about being on the bike. It's an hour and a half tour, bring your own alcohol with a driver that knows Nashville and that knows how to entertain. So it's kind of like this high octane, musical, thrilling tourist experience. And, you know, you don't have to be a tourist. Local people hop on all the time and have great times on my tours. But it's gotten very popular in Nashville as a tourist experience. So, yeah. I mean, it's great work, and I've been on the other side where I've been on a pedal tavern, and it is probably the most fun thing to do in Nashville, if not the most fun thing to do.
Yeah, so do you like go everywhere downtown or just down Broadway or?
So we're located on Demumbrian Street, so you take Demumbrian all the way down, and then usually what I'll do is I'll hook a left on 5th or 4th, and then once we're on Broadway, it is like anything is like on the table. You have to just do whatever you can based on traffic, on parking, on detours. So I try to stay as close to the Broadway strip as possible, but sometimes, you know, there's like a Predators game and you get, you know, detoured way off of Broadway, which isn't quite as fun or electric. So I try to stay as close to Broadway as possible.
Well, cool. So say someone or a group wanted to book a pedal tavern, you know, I have some questions or even misconceptions that I wanted to talk to you about. So
yeah.
Okay, number one, should you tip your guide?
You should absolutely tip your guide.
Yeah.
And you can tip them with cash. You can tip a Venmo at the end, but you know, they're out there working. They're looking out for you. They're protecting your life on the pedal tavern. It's good to tip your bartender and your pedal tavern driver.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what about, I love that. I love that, Chris. Great plug.
What about the music? Is that something that you provide, or is that, you know, can people who are coming on your tours bring their own?
So I typically provide the music. Most people like when, you know, the DJ like responsibilities are out of their hands. So I'll usually have it, and I got a playlist that I rock out. But I also love it when like a private group will bring their own music and what they really like to listen to, because then you kind of like get to celebrate different music that way and like enjoy it with them. I had like a group from Miami that was playing like a lot of reggaeton, like Bad Bunny music, and just getting to do something a little different with like a different playlist is always very fun.
Well, cool. Okay, number three, is pedal tavern dangerous? I could only imagine someone getting a little too inebriated and having a little accident or something.
Totally understand. But I've actually never had anybody fall off, and I'm currently knocking on wood. It is, you know, I would say it's a little dangerous, but that's part of the thrill of pedal tavern. You know, you're out there. There aren't any seatbelts on the thing, so you are out in the open, riding along the streets. If you get too drunk and you tip over backwards, that's kind of on you. But that hasn't happened to me yet.
All right. And you already mentioned you bring your own beverages, so it's BYOB.
Yeah.
Any limitations on that, or you can just bring whatever you want?
You can really bring whatever you want to drink, but you can't bring any glass on the pedal tavern, because that's obviously a hazard. If we have broken glass on a pedal tavern on the streets, we don't need that.
Yeah, that would make it a little dangerous.
That's the real danger. The pedal tavern's not dangerous. That glass you bring on, that's dangerous.
Yeah. All right, and the last one here, are the pedal taverns really pedal powered?
So, Chris, when I started doing pedal tavern, they were 100% pedal powered, and it was an absolute thrill. Turns out people aren't awesome pedalers, especially drunk people. So.
Right.
We actually have added a little battery, which does make my life a lot easier to help out our peddlers and to basically get me back to the office after a tour.
Okay, so they when they're pedaling or whoever's on it, it actually is pedaling a little bit.
Oh, totally. Like, I like to start my tours off in complete silence, and I just take the e-brake off, and I say, all right, start pedaling. And then people can kind of feel that when they pedal, it actually moves the bike.
Yeah. And I'm sure that helps wear off the alcohol, too.
I think that, yeah, I think that there is something to the pedal tavern where it is like you're drinking and you're pedaling and you're so active that you don't realize that you're like getting drunker until you step off the pedal tavern and the whole world shifts around you. You're like, woof, I am loaded. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think I asked you, how long have you been doing this?
So this is my fourth year. I kind of feel like it's my third year because I don't totally feel like I got a full year of it last year. But yeah, it is the start of my fourth year.
Yeah. So are things picking up now?
Oh, yeah.
Getting nicer out and,
oh, yeah. Now that we, you know, things are opening up and we've got nice weather. So usually in March, that's when things get rolling. And we're actually starting to see that this year, which is super exciting. Getting a lot of bookings. This last weekend kind of felt like a regular weekend, like back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know. Awesome. I'm thrilled to be working again.
So yeah, are you pretty much doing this full time?
Yeah, man. This is my main gig. Like when I'm home in Nashville, this is what I'm doing. But I get work other ways. So like I just went out to Los Angeles and shot a Sonic commercial that I've been a part of over the last year and shot another one. So I kind of do some random acting gigs on the side.
Yeah, let's chat about that then. So I know you did a Sonic commercial. I've seen one of them you did, Big Bacon Boy, I think.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
So have you done any other acting or other commercials besides that?
Well, we just did another Sonic commercial, but I also got flown out somewhere else to do a show that I'm actually not allowed to talk about yet. But it should be coming in the summertime, so I'll keep people updated. Other than that, I acting in Nashville all the time. There's like this place called Third Coast Comedy Club that I love to do acting in, like comedy shows or in musicals. And that was really like where I got my creative fill.
Yeah. So I was doing some digging. I did see you were doing some comedy or improv. Is that something you're still doing?
Oh, man. I wish I was doing it more. It's just like, improv right now is such a tricky one because it is like you are going to be inside and you're going to be in a closed space and it's tough. You know, you don't really want to do improv in a mask because you want to be able to like read everybody's cues and whatnot. Think that very soon I'm going to be doing improv and comedy again.
Well, awesome. So, I mean, is acting something you want to keep doing too?
Oh, for
acting
sure.
Acting and comedy? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Okay. I love to entertain. Like, I just truly love to be in a performance situation. So, I've been
That's how it goes.
It's like, I've been getting it during Pedal Tavern now, but there's something to like, something you put your, you know, creativity into and you get to share it that way on a stage. I really do miss that.
Hey, let me ask you this. You know, I could only imagine from doing the Pedal Tavern that you might have like some stories or favorite memories. Sure. I mean, do any come to mind?
Man, it's tricky. I don't want to get myself in any trouble just in case my boss reads this, but like a lot of crazy things happen on Pedal Tavern. I mean, I don't know if it should be a horror story or like the best Pedal Tavern tour ever. I've had horror stories with, you know, drunk redneck dudes like getting totally naked on the bike and you have to pull over and be like, nope, this needs to end right now. And from that to like, actually, I've never had anyone throw up on a tour, which is an absolute blessing.
Yeah, that seems surprising. So good job.
I know. I think once every tour, somebody is like, so how often do you get puked on? And I'm always knocking on wood, man. I'm like, never. It's always so tricky with the craziest stories. Kind of Pedal Taverns just start to blend together. And I mean, you can get the bike bouncing. I've had wild tours with people from Canada, from Miami, all over the city, all over the world, where, you know, you can really get like high energy, get the bike bouncing, get people watching. That's usually the most fun. It's as crazy as it gets.
Yeah. I mean, are you doing this like 7 days a week?
I technically do this 7 days a week, but, you know, I'm probably working like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, typically, and then occasionally Monday through Wednesday.
Yeah. So you got tonight off, huh?
I did get tonight off. I got the night off, but I'll be working tomorrow for sure.
Nice. Yeah, man, I miss the I haven't been downtown in a while. We're actually spring break's next week for my kids. We're going downtown for a night.
Nice.
I'm pumped. It's been a while since we've been down there.
Yeah, so, dude, it's getting to that point where it's pretty I've gone out once now when it was downtown and I felt totally safe, and it's fun, man. It's nice to hear live music and to see people having a good time. You can go out, eat and chill and have a drink with your friends and family.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this. If your pedal tavern was in a race with the Nashville Tractor,
wow,
who would win?
Dude, I would put the Nashville Tractor under with my pedal tavern. No doubt. Those things don't. You think we hold up traffic? Those tractors hold up traffic, man. We can blow right by them. Usually all I'll do is like, I'll just tell them, I'll turn the music way down. I'll say, yo, we need to get around these guys. And everyone's like, oh yeah, we're ready. And everyone kicks it up a gear. I'll play something high energy, pump it by the Black Eyed Peas I love to go to, and we just fly past the tractor.
Is there like any friendly competition between all these other companies, or do you guys just hate each other?
Dude, it was not friendly before this pandemic, and now that we're in this, it is like, okay, everybody's fighting to get theirs. So we're all rooting for each other now. But back in the day, it was definitely like you got to compete with the other partiers on Broadway. And honestly, like, your pedal tavern guests will totally understand that. They'll see a pedal tavern go by that seems like they're having a lot of fun, and someone will turn in and be like, we need to have more fun than them. And I'm like, oh, that's not a problem. I turn the music up and then we just try to party as hard as we can and out party everybody.
Yep. Well, awesome. Yeah. So have you talked them into, you know, making some merch with your face on it yet or anything?
Dude,
cause I think they'd make a killing.
Yeah, man, it's time. It's happening. There's going to be Pedal Tavern merch, Pedal Tavern Mick merch coming out very soon. I'm working on a design right now, and they've already said they'd like me to sell them on tours. They'd like to sell them in the gift shop, and I'll probably start selling them on my TikTok too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait, man. I think it's going to be very cool.
Anything else you want to share?
Man. My goal with Pedal Tavern, where I'd like to end up is I think next year or in the upcoming years, I'd really like to do some sort of Pedal Tavern Mick tour where I can go from city to city, go and bartend different Pedal Taverns in obviously Nashville or Austin, Texas, or in Florida, or in Savannah, Georgia, South Carolina. I'd like to do like a loop where I get to travel around and meet people from different states and do pedal taverns all over the U.S. So that's kind of like the dream of Pedal Tavern Mick.
Yeah, I mean, keep up the social media thing. I think you'll get there. And
I think so too, man. I'm hopeful. I got my fingers crossed.
So the moral of the story here is locals can shove it because, you know, what you're doing is really trying to help bring more tourists to Nashville.
I think so. Dude, I know. It's like you get a hard time for being a pedal tavern driver, but it's like I'm dropping paying customers off at businesses all over Nashville. So I really do want the best for Nashville, and I love Nashville. I want to see the city thrive. So my recent success, I love to see that people are coming to Nashville and doing my tours so I can like bring them to a certain business or, you know, give them a discount somewhere else if someone has some sort of promotion they want to run through us. So, and you know what? The thing that really puts it to rest is anyone who hasn't done a pedal tavern should probably just do a pedal tavern, and I guarantee it'll change their mind.
You know, if someone wants to book a Nashville pedal tavern, but more specifically book you, how would they do that?
Totally. They would go to NashvillePedalTavern.com. You can book a tour there. You choose a time slot and how many people you have. And when you're almost finished booking, there is a section that says special requests. And if you put my name in there, I'll be assigned as your pedal tavern driver.
Nice. And then if someone wants to follow you on TikTok, how can they do that?
Oh, for sure. You can follow me at Pedal Tavern Mick, Pedal Tavern P-E-D-A-L, and Mick, M-I-C-K. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, and follow me on whatever. I like to hit people back, respond to comments, DM people. So if you DM me, I'll DM you back.
Well, awesome, Mick. Thanks a lot for doing this. No problem, man. Was a pleasure. It was fun chatting with you.
Same, dude.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I discovered you on TikTok, and I was like, I got to get this guy on. He's getting a following. He's supporting local here in Nashville. So, for sure.
Well,
I appreciate you
reaching out, man. I'd love to be able to share this.
Well, there you go. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, thank you for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of me, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me directly at 99%localpod@gmail.com. Or you can actually drop by the contact page on the website and send a voice message that may appear in a future episode. You can find the website at 99%localpod.com. While you're there, make sure you catch up on all of those past episodes that you might have missed. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it in a few different ways. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at 99% Local Pod. Leave a review wherever you listen to the podcast. And the best thing you can possibly do is share the podcast with your friends who might want to check it out. Lastly, consider contributing to the podcast on a one-time or ongoing basis. All contributions that I receive, 10% of that goes to the Well Outreach Food Pantry in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Well, until next week, stay safe and be kind to those around you.